At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss pooping during a Tinder date, what straight people in Vegas cannot stop screaming, Gaga's documentary, Taylor Swift being sued, and who we want to see on Celebrity Big Brother. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello over there.
Hello over there.
Hello over there.
How are you over there?
I am. Are you catching Pokemon in the middle of my salad?
Not in the middle. You would not believe the salad I had last night.
Wow. I won't unless you tell me about it.
Well, I will. You're in luck.
I would love to hear about your salad. I woke up this morning and I thought, you know, I want to fly down to LA to hear about the salad you had for dinner.
Well, I had just left the gym. Mm-hmm.
You did a lot considering I flew back to LA last night.
I had energy yesterday.
And you landed and you were like, gym and a salad.
Gym and a salad. Well, something in between, my dear. I had a protein shake.
That's not what I thought your in between was going
to
be.
What? You thought I was going to leave the gym, go to a hookup, and then go to dinner?
Yeah. Work up an appetite.
Keep an appetite. You know what I'm
saying? Have a little snack before dinner.
Yeah, it's a snack pack. I would.
Snack pack?
I would love a Dunkaroo.
I don't think I've ever wanted a Dunkaroo like in my life. Thought, I want a Dunkaroo.
Are you kidding? I mean, you know, I don't love sweets.
Can you stop playing Pokemon?
I'm done.
You caught all of the Abras.
The two Abras. There were two Abras outside the studio.
Yeah, I had to catch them. And you needed those.
So,
yeah, let me know all about this.
I left the gym. I had a great arms day.
Yeah,
shoulders and things. I think I saw Jimmy Tatro at the gym, and we gave each other an acknowledgement nod.
Do I know who that is?
He's a YouTuber. He is in the new Netflix show about the penises drawn everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
American Vandal or something?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
It's like a Netflix mockumentary.
And something about, like, he drew pubes on the penis,
No, yeah, he's being accused of drawing the penises on the school and all over the town or whatever, something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But it's like a murder mystery something, or I don't really know.
I love a murder mystery.
But without the murder.
I was looking into hosting a murder mystery party for my San Francisco friends.
Cool.
I just love things.
Anyway, we gave each other an acknowledgement nod, mm-hmm. and then I showered, and then I left, and then I went and got a basic earth shake, vanilla, and then I made my way down to Fresh Corn Grill, and I saw our dear friends, Leland Official.
Yeah, okay.
And
was he also dining at Fresh Corn Grill?
We were meeting there for dinner, a 9 p.m. dinner, rendezvous. Yeah,
okay.
But on the way there, my phone died. So I thought, well, I sure hope he doesn't cancel in the next 2 minutes. So
that's odd considering you just had an article about how your phone's always at 100 to 200%.
Listen, I had just
gotten off the flight. I gave you your charger back fully charged.
I know. And I had just gotten off the flight and both of my chargers were dead. So
how?
Because I play a lot of Settlers, my new app.
American Airlines didn't have a charger for you?
They didn't. I was... Not only was I back in the boonies.
What kind of budget flight were you on?
I was on a budget flight. I was back in the boonies, and my seat didn't even have a window, and I had the window seat.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should tweet at them.
What am I to say?
Say, pretty rude.
Do you think they'll give me a discount?
Yeah. Every time I tweet at Delta and complain, they give me miles.
Or miles or something. So will you call them for me?
No.
We make a quick call.
When I was flying down today, the air conditioner was blasting so hard in first class.
Okay.
That snow, literal snow was coming out of the roof. And I rang the bell to tell the woman, "There's snow. It's snowing on me." And the woman in front of me rung the bell to say, "It's snowing on me."
Hold up.
Two of us said, "It's snowing on us."
I don't care about that story.
It snowed on my flight.
I actively don't care about it because it's fake news.
And you think I care about your salad?
Let me tell you why you're going to care about the salad. So I sit down to dine with Miss Leland Official and Miss Ben J. Pierce.
Oh, cute.
The three of us dined. First of all, Ben got, what are those things? It's deep fried, but like maybe Mexican.
Chili?
Tostada, maybe.
I don't know. You got to describe it better.
It's deep fried. It's got things inside. You can dip it in.
Chili relleno?
Huh? You just made words up, which I think is offensive. So he got that. Leland Official got a delicious butternut squash soup. Doesn't that sound so good?
Great.
My salad was a Southwestern.
Sounds like you.
But I knew it was going to have jicama. And it really hit me. And I thought, this is probably going to have jicama. So I said, does this have jicama in it? She said, yes. And I said, can I get that no jicama? And she made it just how I wanted it.
Are you sure you don't want to hear about my story of the airplane snowing on me?
I just hate jicama.
Wow.
Don't you?
I guess. I mean, dude, yeah. Jicama, trouble.
Do you know what jicama is?
Big trouble in little jicama. It's a root vegetable. No,
is it?
Yeah.
Once some child made me a meal.
I don't know. I think it's a fruit.
A child made me.
You're not
a meal.
Allowed to tell the story.
I'm not giving details about who the child was or which meal it was.
One of your children cooks that you have employed.
Yes. Okay. Yes. They're an intern. They cook for me. Yep. The child.
A lot of Chef Boyardee.
She put jicama in a soup.
Did she grind it?
Yes.
Oh wow! I did not see that coming. As someone who's heard this story,
you don't. You don't put. Ground jicama in soup? Do I want to drink sand?
I saw someone the other day tweet.
The answer is no.
I saw someone the other day say, do you think they call sand because it's in between the sea and the land?
Shut up.
What? Blows is that real? Your mind.
Is that real?
Sand between the sea and the land.
I heard it.
I was like, well, no one in the U.S. says sea to begin with.
I think I...
No,
don't.
You don't.
I don't.
You'd say the ocean.
The sea.
The water. The sand.
Come to the sea. Wait, what does Adam say?
He says, we got to start a grassroots movement.
Start a grass.
Call the people.
Call the people.
That's his Liza Minnelli voice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Him and I were at the buffet yesterday. We were both trying to figure out the origin of that voice. And he was like,
it's
I just
Liza.
Don't know.
It's Liza.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it sounds like Liza.
Well, he doesn't do a good Liza.
That's probably why. What is the full impression? And why were we starting to say that in the first place?
You
what
and I really wanted about? To start a grassroots movement about when we were on the cruise.
About what?
We were collecting the people.
Yeah.
We were trying to get them all to do something on the cruise.
Something.
I don't know what it was.
Start a grassroots movement.
We were trying to start a grassroots movement of getting younger, more attractive people on the cruise.
I think that probably was what it was.
I think that was what we were up to.
So we wanted Adam to do it as an impression of Liza Minnelli saying, let's start a grassroots movement?
This was just his voice, and you just knew it as Adam's voice. But when I texted him, he said, that's my Liza Minnelli.
Now give me the full line.
We got to round up the people. My voice is already shot from like the.
Mine really is. I think I was groaning a lot this weekend.
My ears are like popped.
I was like growling at the bar, I think, sometimes.
Did you go full furry at the bar?
No. No. Did you?
No.
Did you get a mouthful of fur at some point this weekend?
No, I wish. That would have been dream come true. That would have been the cherry on the top of my Vegas Sunday.
Let's talk about Vegas.
Are we talking about Vegas?
Or we don't have to talk about Vegas.
Let's talk about Vegas.
We can talk about Vegas.
I love Vegas.
Me too.
Vegas, baby.
No! At one point of the weekend, Corey and I...
I decided that straight people in Vegas just walk around saying, Vegas, baby.
They do!
It was
disgusting.
Proven to me.
Not only
stop
is it-
straight people...
Oh, I thought you were going to say stop straight people shaming to me. And
no,
I was
no,
like,
no. I was
I'm
saying,
so glad that sentence ended early.
Straight people in Vegas walking around yelling,
Vegas, baby. So Corey was like daring us to try to get other people to say
that
Vegas,
was fun,
baby.
To be fair.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because it's actually not that hard to get anybody in Vegas to scream
Anyone
Vegas,
in
baby.
Vegas will say Vegas, baby, if you ask
All you got to
do
is go, you have to point at them in an inquisitive tone, Vegas,
Vegas
baby?
And
they say, Vegas,
right
baby.
Back, yeah. when we were leaving that pool party, everybody was giving us Vegas baby.
But did they do it in Liza? Do it in Liza.
Vegas baby. I don't think that was relatively close.
Vegas baby. What is that?
I don't know.
How does my well? Anyway, so why did we go to Vegas?
To celebrate my roommate's birthday.
The big
31. Yeah.
Wild.
He said nothing more depressing than flying home from Vegas after being there for 48 hours and getting on Grindr and changing his age to 31. I said, you've got to do it. Got to keep honest your facts in there.
Well, I think
so I had him add 2 pounds to his weight as well.
I think there's wiggle room. We ate at a buffet. When you have to update it. I think.
Really?
I think you have a
few days. I think you
go
in on your birthday. You're one of those who posts, it's my birthday on Grindr.
I say, in the, my header is, birthday boy with a B-O-I.
I believe
Vegas
that.
Vegas baby. So the whole point was if they give you a hand pound and say Vegas baby, you get a
point. Whoever had the most points at the
like
end won.
This? Like this.
Vegas
baby.
I think Adam won. Yeah, he was really Vegasing babying. Miss Vegas baby.
Who's Miss
That's
Vegas?
That's your
baby?
Drag name.
No, when Miss you're Vegas baby. Who's the original Miss?
Juicy Babe.
Miss Juicy Babe.
But you can make a Miss anything.
Have we ever
baby.
Talked about that show on the podcast?
I think so. Do you still love?
What's it called?
Little Women Atlanta.
Yeah, well. I do like Miss
Juicy Baby.
Juicy Baby. I don't like Miss Mini Baby. Because Miss Mini Baby
Whenever,
took Miss from Miss Juicy Baby.
She really did.
That's my full monologue.
That should be... That should be a lawsuit
That's my
for
audition.
The ages.
My audition monologue should be her soliloquy about Miss Mini Baby taking Miss from Miss Juicy Baby. That's a hard sentence to say. That
I mean,
really,
a lot of
misses morning.
And a lot of babies.
It's mostly misses. My career is mostly misses.
At least so, you're finally ready to admit it.
So my question is.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things on this list you can segue from baby to. Do you want me to do it for
which
you?
Which sibling of yours do you hate the most?
None.
You're on the spot.
None.
You have to.
Probably our dog.
No.
Because it's dead.
I could list a sibling I hate the most.
Well, that's you. I like my siblings. Every time I talk about my siblings, I say I love them, and you're all like, well, lucky you. I have 14, and I hate them all.
Yeah, well, mine, I like some of them. They go up and down on the list. It's like a MySpace top eight. Yeah. Like, I emotionally change where they are in my top eight.
I know. You're petty.
I am. Yeah.
You get it from your mother.
Yeah, I do.
I saw her posting on Facebook this morning that she can't effing sleep.
Oh my God. She hated, you know what she hated? It.
Oh, I saw. I think she was just too scared of it.
No, she said she wasn't scared enough.
Oh.
Anyway.
Weird.
Back to you hating your siblings. You don't hate any of them? We
no.
Get it. You're
PC. No, I don't. I love my siblings.
Well, guess who hates who?
Okay. Tell me.
Kim says that Northwest hates her baby brother, Saint.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it?
What did Saint do to Northwest?
Well, I mean, if you're a rich person's child and you're
there.
The only one, probably love your life to be cute.
That child really just, the new child
probably,
really split
Northwest
up the
is probably spoiled.
Amount.
Right. Splits down the middle now. Well, I thought Kanye was broke, first of all.
Is he?
Was he asking Mark Zuckerberg for money on Twitter?
Aren't we all? Let's. We should all
tweet Mark Zuckerberg.
I need to start a grassroots
can
movement.
Can we how do you get a hold
of the grassroots movement we
is
need to
Mark
start.
Zuckerberg giving us money?
Gotta say Mark.
Well, I saw he's taking like fake news off of Facebook,
fuck
which
Mark
I hope
Zuckerberg.
They follow.
That's my official
with.
Stance. He is so stupid and annoying.
Why?
He is complicit to Trump. If he could have done the non-fake news now, he could have done it before the election. And, motherfucker.
But do you think fake news was a big thing until, like, last year?
Sis. Yeah.
I mean, but not as, like, rampant.
Yeah, it is. You know how many dumb people exist that believe anything and don't even read an article? It's mainly us. This is our headlines, and we're just not even reading any of these articles we're talking about. I don't even know why Kim says Northwest hates a baby saint. We're not clicking the article.
I clicked it.
It might be fake news.
It just said that Kim said it in an article.
Why does saint
that,
hate that
That
child?
Was it. That was the whole story.
Why does the baby hate saint?
That's what we need to get to the root of.
Does saint hate? Are we investigating?
We should be investigative journalists and get to the root.
Okay.
The grassroots
what did
reason.
You call the grassroots reason?
Of why?
Gather the people.
Gather them.
So
Why do you think they're really gathered?
So, okay, so obvious reason number one, inheritance is split.
Yeah.
Reason number two.
I mean, didn't you hate siblings when they were born?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Or I was the youngest.
Because your inheritance was...
In fact, it helped because the debt was split more. So I think I was like, parents, keep popping them out.
Pop them out. Less we need I'll more. Have to owe.
And less I'll have to inherit of the junk because, you know, my parents are hoarders.
You're a hoarder too, a little bit.
I am not a hoarder.
I've seen your junk drawer.
My junk drawer is wild. It's a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Things. Mm. Movements.
Speaking of,
I hate when people call poop a movement.
Are you going there for me?
Were you going to say that?
I was going to talk about poop.
Oh.
Now, before we get into anything else today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is JustFab.com. Now, ladies, boot season has arrived. And if you're still trekking to the mall to shop for your favorite styles, maybe try getting out of those 90s and in with the times. You can finally be the fashion trendsetter you always dreamed of being, and you don't have to spend $1 million to do it. Now, millions of women say that JustFab is their go-to site to see what's new and trending in boots, shoes, clothing, and accessories. And when you visit the site for the first time, you're given a style quiz. After taking it, JustFab personalizes your shopping experience so that your favorite styles will rise straight to the top. And here is the kicker. If you go to justfab.com/psychobabble now and you sign up as a VIP, you will get your first style for as low as $10. You heard that right. Just visit justfab.com/psychobabble to get your first style for as low as $10. Do it today. It's the perfect way to support Psychobabble, to keep us going, and to get a good deal. Thanks, JustFab.
The next thing is called Poop Girl. I guess take me there.
This girl. I read this online. No. This I clicked because I wanted to know. This girl was on a Tinder date. She went number two in the bathroom at the guy's apartment on their Tinder date.
Been there.
For some reason, she thought it was too big to flush, so she tried to throw it out the window.
No!
So she threw it out the window, and it was like one of those like big city buildings where it's like a wall and a wall and like very little.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like an alley. And apparently it fell out the window, but like landed on the edge so you could still see
rewind,
it.
Rewind. So she picked it up with her hand.
Yes. Dropped it out the window.
Oh, maybe with toilet paper.
Prop, maybe.
Give her the benefit of the Benny of the doubt.
She wrapped her hand in toilet paper. She dropped it on the side out the window, and it landed on the window ledge. And it was like, so then you could see it up against the window.
So he had two floors.
And the window only opened on the top, not the bottom. Are you following?
Yeah.
So then.
Oh, the window ledge of the bathroom.
Yes. So you could still see it out the window. So then she climbed out the window to reach down and grab it.
And the window broke.
And she got stuck.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
She got stuck. Then she had to eventually call him for help.
No.
And had to tell him what happened. And they had to like get.
Is this their meet cute?
Would you go on a second date? I feel like this is something that would happen to you.
Have you ever thrown your
shit out the window on a Tinder date?
I have never thrown my shit, period. I have.
I don't believe that.
I don't think.
I do not believe that.
I don't think.
See, look, there's a picture of her.
No.
Yeah. She clicked because see the top part of the window only opened.
No, this is
she
fake.
Got
this is
in.
Fake.
And got
also, that
stuck.
Towel is dirty.
Well, it was probably like a probably floor mat. Or she used the towel to pick up the poop.
Oh, my.
Is that like...
That's not right.
And then, did he take a picture of her, and then he told everyone the whole story.
So is
and
it
now
real,
I called her poop
news
girl.
Fake news?
Who knows in this day and age?
That's true. I gotta ask Mark.
I see a lot of... You know, I always thought Vine was just like a scam. Everyone like making vines and it's all set up.
Sure.
That's what I hate, pranks.
Okay. Even that kid that grunts, like...
Well, maybe not that one.
That's real.
But my friends have been watching a lot of, like, funny Vine compilations on, like, a Friday night.
And every time one comes on, I'm like,
fake, that one's fake. It's a setup.
You know what? You're fun to be around.
I am. I really like to know what's real.
You're fun because you interrupt a Vine compilation to say which one
you think.
I pause
it, and I go, guys, that was fake. Let me wind it back if you want me to see it again. Poop girl.
Back at it again.
She could be real. She could be fake.
So this could be, I mean, this is childlike behavior. You know who else is a child? Saint.
Yeah. You're going back.
That one could hate that one for the poop situation.
You think that's really why
I'm just gathering reasons. Now, next topic might be another reason. Gather the reasons. Tell me what's next, my dear.
I'm like, you go, you take
I have nothing
there.
Else to
so
say.
So tell me everything you know about Gaga's fibromyalgia.
I don't know much, but I do know this. Selena Gomez is missing a kidney. And so could Saint.
Why does it always go back to Saint?
Because maybe.
I'm waiting for the maybe.
Maybe Northwest wants Saint's kidney. Okay. Maybe Northwest wants now to I follow. Harvest
now
the
I
kidney.
Get it. You're right. She's really got to get that.
Got to get that. Got to get that. What is that?
It's a Black Eyed Peas song, I think.
Maybe. Saint likes and the like, Black Eyed
and
Peas.
And Black Eyed Peas are just like which organ?
Kidney
the
stones.
Kidney that
kidney beans.
Selena Gomez is now had replaced.
So was this a, what do we care?
Well, I mean,
people
I
get
hope
kidneys
she's
all
well.
The time. Yeah, I hope she's well, but like,
I don't
she's
think
good,
people,
right?
I mean, I think
we're not praying for Selena. I mean, or is that trending?
All, you know, all my medical knowledge comes from Grey's Anatomy.
So is she good to go, or is
I mean,
she going to be a shooting at the hospital
where kidney
or
transplants
something.
Are great, but I've also seen times where I'm sure any surgery has some risk.
So if you know things from Grey's Anatomy, tell me about microfibrinatia.
I don't. No one on that show has had microfibrinatia.
I don't. What is it called?
I have to read it because I really fibromyalgia, not micro.
Micro Croatia. Wait, Croatia. Our friend went to Croatia.
Who?
Alex Plum.
Nope. Micronesia.
Micronesia. Speaking of lands that you can go to, did you get that Settlers of Catan app?
I did.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I played it today while it was snowing.
I thought I got out of that subject.
You didn't. We're never going to let you free from it.
Did you win?
I would say I'm about a 75% winning.
You know what? I'm glad you didn't lie and brag that you won more than
I
you did.
I did win the first game I played and I thought.
Do you play normal or hard? It's fun to play hard.
I don't know.
You can play hard.
I don't know.
You should play hard.
I really want to know what if you would give me a kidney if I needed one.
Yeah, I would.
Do you think we're a match? Mm. My organs seem better than yours, so.
That's not likely.
What?
I take care of myself.
Your
do
organs
you?
Seem like a jumble.
I feel like my organs are in the wrong places.
I, do
I don't
too.
You think?
I absolutely agree.
I feel like my kidney's up yonder.
Yeah,
my...
in your neck.
Oh, that goiter? That's just a hickey. It ain't a kidney.
Would you give me your kidney?
Yeah, I think. Would you give me yours?
Do you think she had to ask?
Answer the question.
I guess.
No,
how
you
much?
Wouldn't.
How much? How much are you going to give me?
I would give you a shout out on the podcast.
Great. What would you say?
I'd say.
Give me an example right now.
I'd say, Kidney Baby.
Miss Kidney Baby.
Okay.
I'm Miss Kidney Baby. I'm missing a kidney
you're missing,
baby because
yeah, yeah.
I gave you a kidney baby.
I would just like a bonus kidney.
Do you think?
Can you have three?
Like a bonus Jonas?
The bonus Jonas was the fourth, so I would take four kidneys. I want to just stuff my body to the brim with
Selena
kidneys.
Gomez's friend had to like, do you think she had to ask her like, is it okay if we like break this news and give your name and everything?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't
the
know.
The friend asked for promo?
No. Like, I don't know. That girl like got a lot of attention for a couple of days. Everyone ran an article about five things you need to know about the girl who gave Selena Gomez a kidney.
Well, good.
And none of it stuck because I didn't even remember her name, which seems awful of me.
Of you.
I'm going to click the link and find out what her name was.
Well, if you give me your kidney, I'd remember you. What other organs can you give someone? Anything?
I think a little bit of everything.
Everyone's really petrified of being on their deathbed and having your card say organ donor.
Do you believe that?
And then
that?
People saying, let that one die. We need the stuff.
No
need
one
the
would
stuff.
Ever do that.
I don't think so.
Grey's Anatomy, if that has happened in real life, Grey's would have done it.
Yeah,
they're in their
Grey's
14th season.
Grey's hasn't covered it?
No. How do you feel about Grey's going to have more seasons than ER? The longest running medical drama in history.
Here's what I know about ER.
Okay.
They did a crossover episode with Friends.
No.
I think.
No.
I think.
You're wrong. So you don't know much about ER.
So I know nothing about ER? No, the George Clooney and that other cute boy were on, and they were in Monica and Rachel had switched their names. That's
but that
an
was
ER.
An ER crossover?
Yes, I think.
George Clooney was on ER? I don't know. George Clooney was on Roseanne. That I do know.
I hate you.
Roseanne's coming back.
ER.
Are you going to watch the new Roseanne?
No, and nobody asked for it.
You're going to watch
yes,
the new...
Yes, his character's called Doug Ross. He looks fine as hell. George Clooney has always been
but
my
I don't think
my, like,
they were supposed to be... the doctors. Because wasn't ER in New York and Friends was in ER was in Chicago.
So you're very episode,
wrong.
Yes.
You're very wrong.
Yes.
Did you hear the new Sarah Bareilles
song?
Oh,
it's a non-crossover. Yeah. So they both just
them
playing
doctors again.
I hate that.
Yeah. Did you listen to the new Sarah Bareilles song?
No. Did you?
It's from that Emma Stone tennis movie.
Okay, well. What?
Emma Stone's in a tennis movie with Steve Carell.
Is she going to win something for it? Steve Carell, I don't know. How do we feel?
I don't hate him. There's a lot of more male comedians I hate more than Steve Carell.
He's just kind of straight male culture comedian to me.
No,
Or like Tim Allen, you know? He's just kind of like a dad loves that guy, you know? My dad loves both Tim Allen and Steve Carell.
Really?
I think my dad is a mix of both. Wow. This is Todd.
Your dad really takes the cake there.
I would take a...
Did you hear that?
That's the that on that. J. Pierce last night kept saying, and that is the that on that. And I thought,
That's the new kids these days nowadays.
Well, kids these days nowadays just say that's the that on that.
And that's how Sue sees it.
That's the that on that is the new that's how Sue sees it to me.
I should sue him just like the writers of the 3LW song are trying to sue Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Do you know 3LW?
I don't.
They sang that song.
Summer
No
Girls?
More. No, that's LFO.
Okay.
3LW is girls. LFO is boys. LFO is a boy band.
Okay.
3LW was like the first Fifth Harmony. They wish.
After Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, sure, around the same time.
Do we care about 3LW? Are they coming back? What's the
deal?
They
sing that song No More. I'm getting a little tired of your broken promises.
With the list.
Looking at your pager, seeing different numbers
She says, I'm getting thick and tired.
Baby, I'm a doer,
right? Promises.
Yeah. Keely.
You can see the lisp in a gif.
Well,
so that's what people say about me, too.
These people who wrote a song for them, it was their follow-up single to No More, called Play Is Gonna Play.
Playeth, they're gonna play.
Yeah.
And balleth, they gonna
And haters ball. Are gonna hate.
Yeah.
Does that sound like another song to you?
Yeah, but that's a stretch.
You think?
Yes. That's not a haters gonna hate.
Right. And they're suing Taylor Swift. They want 20% of the royalties.
Oof.
I say go for more. Billboard posted it, and you know I love reading like ridiculous comments.
Do you
on
think
Facebook.
People agree or disagree?
Oh my God, they were all like, this is a stretch.
I agree.
Taylor Swift could murder someone, and her fans would be like, she's innocent.
I agree. I hate it.
So players are going to play.
Players. Well, you know what? I hope they get 1% because that would be enough for them.
Right? I mean, what
but
have they
go
done?
For the, shoot for the stars.
They wrote songs for like 3LW and the Backstreet Boys, so they probably haven't written anything recently.
Who's they?
The people who wrote the 3LW song.
Oh, that's 3LW.
Yeah.
The one on the left has the lisp.
That's Keely.
And the one in the middle was a Cheetah Girl, I think.
Adrian.
Yeah. Or maybe she was
on
Dancing with the Stars.
No,
probably.
No. I think she was. She was on that like the talk show, or maybe the Chew or something.
I hate the Chew.
Was that one about
TV? But I don't mean that because if they ever want me to come on, I love the Chew. It's just not the one for me. You know? Wow. I love the talk.
Wow. Speaking of talking.
Fuck Mary Kill. Fuck Mary Kill. Chew, View, Talk.
I would watch only the talk and I would not set my DVR for the others. I love Julie Chen.
Me too. Would you give her a kidney?
I would absolutely give her a kidney. Actually, though, speaking of Julie Chen, did you see they're doing a Celebrity Big Brother?
I did. So it's the first time the U.S. has ever done a Celebrity Big Brother.
I hope it's more like the actual show than the U.K. version of Celebrity Big Brother because it's not like
the
same
UK
game.
Version, yeah, so
it's like, doesn't America...
The U.K.
like,
version is of Big Brother is America vote. I mean, the country votes on who gets to stay in. So it's kind of like, who's annoying, vote them out. Right. Who's like stirring drama? I would vote to keep drama in.
I will watch Celebrity Big Brother U.S. if it's...
The same concept and the same rules.
And I get that they're probably going
to
make it shorter.
You want it to be like American, so it's like actual strategy.
Yeah, where it's like when a and they have to do competitions and like all of that.
Celebrity Big Brother in the UK is just kind of like they sit around and like argue, right? And then, or like do antics.
I've only ever like watched episodes and it's like people crying and threatening to like walk out. And I watched like a 3-minute clip.
Trisha Paytas.
She was on it.
Was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw clips. I liked it.
There were like...
she was funny.
I was reading rumors of who they think's going to be on it, and they had Lance Bass on.
Of course
And
Lance
I was
Bass
like, of course
it.
Lance Bass will do it. The other ones I didn't... They had New York. I love New York. Tiffany
that
Pollard.
That would be a great casting move. This is going to be a little bit VH1 Surreal House to
me. You
think? Yes. I mean, that's what Celebrity Big Brother in the UK is.
I really want it to be the same concept. Make them do HOHs, make them do vetoes.
I agree.
Let them play the real game and just have celebrities who want to play.
The problem is finding people that are passionate about like the actual gameplay and not passionate about going on the show just to get promo.
Right. And I think that's why I don't ever actually
watch the UK
version.
But then again,
that's
the fucking struggle with the fucking normal US version. All these fucking...
Say F one more time.
All these idiots going on Big Brother who don't even know the game. I can't stand it.
So...
Or going on the race and don't even know the race.
This episode's going to come out after the winner of Big Brother. Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it's Thanksgiving. There's somebody with a holiday name.
Christmas. You were right. She's in the final three.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care and I don't know and I have no clue what she looks like or who she is.
She has lots of tattoos.
Good.
She broke her leg.
Good.
She broke her foot and has been in the house the whole time with a broken foot.
Love that.
Wheeling around on a cart.
Love that. I fear if I ever had to do the wheeling.
It was very much like when you broke your foot. That's literally what happened to her.
She spun around and twisted her. She broke her metatarsal.
One of those bones.
She went to my knee.
You know when Zingbot like reads them all?
Yeah.
He goes for her. He like waited till the end and he was like saying the 12 days of Christmas because her name's Christmas. And he was like, you're going to have 12 more surgeries. And like literally went through and named everything she's going to have. And it was actually funny, but also very bullying. He was like, 9 pins in your leg. It went all the way through. And everyone was like screaming. And I was like,
sometimes Zingbot gets it. And sometimes Zingbot is not funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you give Zingbot a kidney?
Sometimes Zingbot's a little long-winded.
A little.
So I'm like, it just depends if he's funny or not.
It's like, wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's me to you. Wrap it up.
Wow. Speaking of wrapping it up.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, that's the whole episode.
Well, would you look at that?
Unless you have anything more to say about Gaga canceling her tour.
Because I'm very bummed about it, but I want her to take care of
fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Now, that's a word that's the first time I've ever
said
that.
It's a widespread musculoskeletal pain, pain that's accompanied by fatigue, sleep, memory, and mood issues.
I validate her.
I'm just like, take care of yourself.
Yes, I validate.
Don't
what
do
she's
anything
going
that's
going
to make you like not have a career for the rest of your life.
The most important thing is not to perform for anybody.
Yeah.
If she doesn't feel like she can.
No,
like
I agree. It's super sad. I feel bad for anyone who doesn't get to see her. Being mean.
I get sad when I see fans
being disappointed.
Feel like they're entitled to anything an artist. An artist's first and foremost duty is to take care of themselves.
I agree. Kesha said,
if they want to perform more for their fans, they can.
Kesha said, good for Selena for taking care of herself and good for Gaga for taking care of herself.
Good for that Gaga.
And I was like, yes, Kesha.
I wish Gaga the best. Apparently her documentary, by the time this episode comes out, will have already been out on Netflix, I think.
You think?
I think. It comes out on the 22nd.
Shit, that's soon.
So, and apparently it goes really deep into the fibromyalgia.
Of it all.
We'll know more then.
I hope it's like at least 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Oh my God, I would die.
If it's like only an hour, I'm going to be a little bummed.
It should be that long.
Do you think this will be her Katy Perry Part of Me moment?
I don't think so. I think Katy Perry Part of Me was a bit of fluff. Wow. Because it was. And I'm not saying I didn't love it.
Wow.
But it was definitely like propaganda.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Do you think this will be her Snervous?
I think this will. 5'2" is the new Snervous.
Now, where is the claw?
5'2.5"
Yeah.
Puppies in the city.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, we got there. One of the things I will say about the fibromyalgia, ooh, that's a hard word, is, you know what? Good for her for bringing awareness to it.
Yeah.
It's brave to be outspoken about what you're going through.
I agree.
So that's that. Another thing I'm happy about for being brave is Hillary for her book. I really like it. That's all about that.
Great. I should read it. My roommate has it on audio, but I want to actually like.
I'm reading the physical and I like it. There are moments like when I'm like, I just am like.
I would zone out if I was listening to a book.
It is such a bummer because it's like such, like every page is just a reminder of somebody that was smart and qualified who like knows their shit that could have been. And then I go like turn on the news and it's like this dumb fuck.
Yeah.
So cool.
Cute. Great.
Great.
Be sure to follow me on Twitter.
Be sure to give us your kidneys and send them in the mail. And also,
if you get a kidney in the mail,
One little kidney.
It's trouble.
One little kidney.
I think that's illegal.
I hope not a child's kidney. Yeah. I need a man kidney. Can you eat kidneys?
Listen, you'll take any kidney you get.
Can you eat kidneys?
I'm sure you can. You could eat anything. You can eat concrete. You can eat this table. You can eat a computer.
Can you?
What do you mean, can you eat it?
Okay, well, anyway.
Should you? Probably not. Can you?
You can eat.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, on that note, which note?
You know my voice is racked.
Corey, where can people find you?
Corey Cool on Twitter and Instagram and online places.
Cool.
And stuff.
Great. K-U-H-L.
Yeah.
Sounds well cool. I'm Tyler Oakley. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you guys next time. Also, give us your theories. Tweet the Psychobabble Twitter account with your theories of why Saint hates Northwest.
Oh, actually, yeah.
I want to know. The best one, we'll say in the next episode.
Yeah. Good luck at remembering
if we remember that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.